Ohio's constitution says every 20 years, voters will be asked if they want to have a convention to suggest ballot issues for changing the constitution. That's why voters this year face issue one. Unlike most ballot issues, there's no big campaigns to pitch a yes vote or a no vote. No TV ads, no mass mailings, no robocalls. Still, a few individuals are pushing for a yes vote. There's OSU grad student Charles Roble. He's launched a one-man drive called Open Ohio. He figures if a convention is called, delegates can be convinced to recommend giving more power to cities to have their own laws on things like abortion, gay marriage, and drugs.
I'd like to localize drug laws so that people like me can work to make pot legal just in Columbus as an experiment.
Charles Roble is no Tea Party activist, but a lawyer for Tea Party causes is also calling for a yes vote on issue one. Maurice Thompson figures a constitutional convention would make it easier for activists on the political right to push other ideas for amending the Constitution.
Things like a tax limitation, a stronger spending limitation, more security for property rights.
But political ideology doesn't unite people on this issue. Here's Ohio's top leader of the Tea Party movement describing the ballot measure.
I don't think it's a chance that people are willing to take.
Chris Littleton worries proposals the Tea Party hates could come out of a convention. For example, a weakening of term limits for legislators. He stresses conservatives have been successful recently without a constitutional convention. For example, they used a petition drive to get voters to okay an amendment last year proclaiming Ohioans exempt from the new federal mandate to buy health insurance. Here's another example of strange political bedfellows on State Issue 1. Progress Ohio is on the left, but its leader, Brian Rothenberg, agrees with conservative activist Littleton that a convention is a bad idea. Rothenberg says there are enough other ways for advocates across the spectrum to take action.
We do not need a convention. There have been many remedies that are available either through the court system, ballot issues, through constitutional changes, and through legislators putting issues on the ballot, and even the right of referendum like we saw in the labor issue last year.
1912 was Ohio's last constitutional convention. Delegates elected from each Ohio House district met and recommended 41 amendments. Voters later endorsed 33. Among the changes, the creation of a system for paying workers injured on the job, state rules on working conditions in factories, and voter power to initiate laws or repeal ones legislators had passed. Voters rejected, though, convention recommendations to wipe out the death penalty and give women the vote. While voters liked most of what came out of that convention, Democratic State Senator Tom Sawyer sees the prospect of another one as a negative.
I'm concerned that it would be chaotic.
As an alternative to a constitutional convention, Ohio legislators have set up a Constitution Modernization Panel. Republican State Representative Lou Blessing says, let it do the job of recommending constitutional changes to voters.
That one is truly bipartisan, and what's going to come out of that will be supported by everyone. We'll actually get something done.
Blessing says it's no wonder voters are scratching their heads over issue one. It's gotten no attention.
Nobody knows about that issue. It's really the mystery issue.
In fact, another state legislator, a member of the Constitution Modernization Commission, wasn't even aware state issue one was on the ballot until an early voting relative asked about it. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.